It's Mike, Zeke, and Jillian, the morning drive on Q104. We're happy to welcome onto the show a man who was here in Kansas City over the summer, I think for a hot country night. I can't remember who it was, though. Jimmy Allen on the phone. Jimmy, who did you open for when you were here in Kansas City?
It was me and Randy Houser out
there.
That's right. That was a fun show. Did you have barbecue while you were in Kansas City? That's the important
thing. I did have a little bit of barbecue. I actually met my wife there. We got engaged yesterday.
Whoa, congratulations.
I'm joking. That did not happen. Oh. I met no one.
I was like, what?
I was going to say, that's weird. I met your wife there yesterday, too, which is weird.
Oh, yeah, no, man. Kansas City was awesome. That was my first time out playing there. I did have a guy that brought me my first ever drawing of myself. It was awesome. It looks just like my EP cover. Like, dude was so talented.
You've got your song, Best Shot. When you're at the bar, what's the best shot that you can take with your friends?
Oh, so I just drink Maker's Mark all the time.
Yeah, Maker's Mark's good.
Right. I love it.
You're not a tequila guy, huh?
Oh, no, I don't drink tequila because, you know, when I taste tequila, you know, baby, I still see, you know. Like, damn, I love that song. Shout out to Dan.
We ought to just talk in song titles all day today. That'd be great.
Dan and Shay lyrics?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to think that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm speechless.
Like speechless over there.
Speechless. That's the Dan and Shay song.
I'll give you one last shot. Hopefully it's your best shot.
I tell you what.
So shoot me straight.
Oh, my God. All right.
We should definitely grab a drink, go down to the honky-tonk later. It'd be good time.
There we go. I'm not good at this game. Zeke, Jill, help me out.
Let's see.
This game is pretty simple, you know?
It really is.
You're riding around listening to songs in a blue Tacoma.
Oh.
And I tried to call y'all earlier, and y'all had me hanging on.
Oh, I got you.
It sounds like you've got a drinking problem.
Oh, yes. There's nothing wrong with getting a little day drunk.
Wow. Hey, that's the only way I know.
Hey, listen, when you get day drunk, sometimes you got to kiss somebody, you know?
Later on, I'll be face down in a pontoon.
Yeah, you will. As long as you don't take a drunk girl home.
You are too good at this.
Yeah, Jimmy, I hate how good you are at this game. This is very annoying.
You know,
must be a songwriter.
I'm a nerd and I just listen to the radio all the time.
That's okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you heard your song on a radio? Did you have one of those crazy reactions? Did somebody film it? Can we watch it anywhere?
Oh, the first time I heard my song on the radio, I just moved into a new apartment. I'm laying on the bed. Well, not at the bed. I was laying on the floor.
Nude.
With a blanket and a pillow. And my phone is, like, blowing up. People saying, hey, your song just played on the radio for the first time. And I didn't even hear it. But I got a bunch of, like, tweets and text messages about it.
I see here that you were featured in a Super Bowl commercial, and you're going to be in a commercial with Taylor Swift. Have you met her? Is she nice?
Oh, yeah. I've met Taylor a few times. She's super nice. But, yeah, we filmed that Diet Coke commercial, like, a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. I thought when I met her, I was going to lose it because I've been listening to Taylor, like, all day long. You know, so I was like, man, I don't want to meet her and be crazy because I'll seem like a desperate man.
I'll get back on the game.
I love that.
You know,
it's not fair.
Me, she's a good person. Take it from me, you know.
Yeah, this is delicate.
She's a totally good girl.
Oh, look what you made me do there.
Yeah, if you keep.
There's a difference between, you know, being a good person and a real, real good person. And Taylor's a good person.
Yeah, like a real.
She's got the best of me, you know. We'll break up in the end.
We got the.
I feel some bad blood coming on here.
This interview, I couldn't give it away. There we go.
Oh, I love that.
Man, congratulations on Best Shot and the new album out. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Jimmy. We appreciate
it. Man, I appreciate y'all so much. Appreciate the support. Means a lot. And I mean, I can just definitely feel I was born to love you guys.
Well, and I think this is your best.
You are my best friend.
Yeah. I love it.
That's your best interview. Check yes or no.
Do you love me?